We'll be moving on to Vatana Bhagavata. Before moving on to the next session, I would like to read Prabhupada's quote for today. So today is 3rd October from Vrindavan. On October 3rd, 1977, Prabhupada has written, "For me, either live or die, I don't mind. But if you are trying for my life, try it very seriously. That is my formula. No negligence, Hare Krishna." So that is really very wonderful quote. So today's class will be given by Chaitanya Bhagavat class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhar Prabhuji. So the chapter is from Madhya Kanta 3.152 to 157. So I don't find Prabhu Dev Bhakti Sangha session, and today's class will be Chaitanya Bhagavat from Madhya Kanda 3. Chapter 3, the verses from 152 to 157, and the class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and giving us your valuable time and association. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jayadvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chapter 3, text number 152 through 157. Madana Madana Pali Prabhu Dhake Tuhunkara Sunite Yena Duhi Karna Fate. The Lord repeatedly cried out, "Bring wine, bring wine." His cry was so loud that everyone's eardrums were almost broken. Srivasa Pandita Bale Sunaha Goshai Kei Mandira Chaha Tumi Se Tomaratai Tumi Are Dilao Sei Se Taha Payam Kampita Bhagata Gana Dure Rahi Chayam. Srivasa Pandita said, "Please hear me, O Goshai. The wine that you are demanding is available only with you. Only one whom you give it to can have it." The devotees were trembling as they looked on from a distance. Mane mane chinte sabha vaishnavera ganam avasya ihara kichu achaye karanam. All the Vaishnavas contemplated, "There must be a reason for this." Arya Tarja Pade Prabhu Aruna Nayanam Asiya Dolaya Angam Ena Sankarshanam. The reddish eyed Lord recited poems and laughed as his body swayed back and forth like Sankarshana. Chaneke Haila Prabhu Swabhava Charitram Swapna Artha Sabhare Vakhane Rama Mitram. After a while, the Lord returned to his normal state. Then the friend of Rama began to explain the meaning of the dream. After a while, when the Lord regained his composure, the friend of Balarama explained the meaning of the dream. If the word Rama Mitra refers to Hanuman, the servant of Rama, then it indicates that Murari Gupta explained the meaning of the Lord's dream. The phrase Swabhava Charitra Haila indicates that the Lord regained his normal or natural state. Om Ajnana Timirandasyam Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedhantam Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So it's a very interesting chapter where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are going to meet at Nandanacharya Bhavan. The long pending due in Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was waiting for a long time, as well as Nityananda Prabhu, who wanted to join the Sankirtan mission. And this meeting that is happening between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu initiates a new turn in the Sankirtan mission. As Vrindavan Das Thakura explains, anyone who hears about the arrival of Nityananda in Navadvip will certainly receive the wealth of love. Actually, arrival of Nityananda Prabhu is in itself glorious. But if we can extrapolate this statement, that anything to do with Nithai, anything to do with Nityananda Prabhu's activities, anyone who is going to be in touch with Nityananda Prabhu is glorious. I guess the Lord has enough updated, given enough message to his associate Vishwambara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had given enough message about Nityananda Prabhu's arrival, and he had actually prepared everyone to welcome Nityananda Prabhu. This has been the culture as well as the etiquette. Whenever the Lord is going to appear, whenever the Lord's special associate is going to appear, there are different devotees, different demigods, different great personalities. They do the preparation to welcome. As Vrindavan Das Thakura nicely writes in a song, which our A.R.S. Bhaktacharya Maharaj used to sing, జానులంబిత బాహు జుగల కనక పూతలి దేకా. సో హి సేస్ దట్ హౌ దిస్ హోల్ అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు నిత్యానంద ప్రభు ఆర్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్. సో ఆల్రెడీ మహాప్రభు ఈస్ డ్రీమింగ్ అండ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు వెల్కమ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ఈస్ ట్రైంగ్ టు వెల్కమ్ అవర్ డియరెస్ట్ నిత్యానంద ప్రభు. అండ్ హీ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్లీ నరేటింగ్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ or a vision that he is seeing, and everybody is surprised. In fact, after Mahaprabhu's return from Gaya itself, every act of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very confusing for different people, purifying for different people, irritating for some people, but blissful for some of its confidential people. Confusing because they have seen a different version of the Supreme Lord. But now when they see him in a transformed state, completely intoxicated in chanting of the holy name of the Lord, it's confusing. For some people, it is irritating because they are envious and also not knowing the purport of Vedic knowledge. But those who are confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are always blissful with this transformation. This context in which the Lord is screaming out about some of the feelings and moments and his ecstasy with his eternal associate Nitya Nitai, as usual, many people are confused. So we are going to turn this context, which is a bit esoteric or a bit intense, but then we have a duty to turn this and learn some lessons. Nitai gunamani amar, Nitai gunamani వాణి. నిత్యానంద ప్రభుస్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆర్ బీన్ సంగ్. నితాయ్ గుణమణి అమార్ మహాప్రభు, హీ కాంట్ కంట్రోల్ హిస్ ఎమోషన్స్ ఇన్ సడన్ సర్కమ్స్టెన్సెస్. Whenever he hears about the holy name of the Lord, he can't control himself. Whenever he hears about or sees his transcendental loving associates, he is completely ecstatic. Whenever he is preaching, performing Hari Nama Sankirtana, he is uncontrollable. And whenever his devotees are offended, he is uncontrollable. Especially because in this manifested Leela, for the first time Nityananda Prabhu is going to appear. He is already getting into the mood of Baladev. Baladev getting in the mood of Krishna, Krishna getting in the mood of Baladev. They occasionally happen. In Vrindavan, Balram one time wanted to take the role of Krishna. thinking that you are constantly being bothered. So once I will become you, you become me. They changed their dress, they changed their attire, color, all these features. But then after the Leela, I think it was the Leela of Pralambasura, if I am right. Balram came back and said that, maybe wrong, maybe Pralambasura, some other asura, maybe somebody can help. So he was saying that, I do not want to anymore play your role. It is not so easy to be Krishna. And nobody can become Krishna. But Baladev always wanted to be protective towards his younger brother and try to play a special Sakha. In Vrindavana, there are different types of Sakha. Priya Narma Sakha, Sadharana Sakha, Priya Sakha. Somebody called a Suhrada Sakha. Welfare, somebody who is always looking at the welfare of the Supreme Lord. So Balaram was like that. Always concerned about Krishna's needs and Krishna's feelings and pleasure. And at times, Krishna also trying to play as Balaram. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Haladara, Baladev is trying to scream. So I have three reflections from this current context. As always, I may not be able to even scratch on the surface of the depth of the Vrindavan emotions and pastimes as other expert devotees could do. So I would limit myself to a sadhaka level of understanding of this current context. I am sure there are other devotees who may do much more justice to describe about the deeper and the more esoteric part of this particular situation. The very first reflection that I want to say is, it is always the Lord's approach. It is always the Lord's move to let his students go through a process to understand a situation. It has never happened that the Lord had actually solved the problem directly, in the sense that any time when you go and approach the Supreme Lord for a question, for a clarification, for a help, the Lord puts us through a process. And it may sound a little weird or maybe sound a little funny that why can't the Lord give an answer directly? For example, Narada Muni went and asked Krishna, "My dear Lord, I would like to understand who is the devotee who is the real recipient of your mercy. What is wrong in this question?" Pretty straightforward question. Krishna could have given a pretty straightforward answer saying that gopis are the ones who are the topmost of all our devotees, the real recipient. We know that from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But the Lord did not give that answer, because that answer is partially complete, but the Lord wanted to actually elaborately explain about mercy, the nature of Vaishnavas, and how one Vaishnava treat another Vaishnava. And he put Narada Muni through an entire process. Instead of him directly giving an answer, he said, you go to Dasashvamedha Ghat, there will be a Brahmana there. You please ask this question, then further go, then further, then further, then further. So Narada Muni went around and around and went to all the places. Bhumandala, then Swargaloka, then went to Kailasha, then went to Ayodhya. So many places he went before he finally reached Dwaraka. Whenever Krishna is asked about some questions, when Arjuna asked, Krishna could have very easily said, I am Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, please fight. I am ordering you, please fight. Nobody could have stopped Krishna. Nobody could have challenged him. So my first reflection is that in our Krishna consciousness journey, more than the goal, the importance is given to the process we adopt to reach the goal. The process of trying to understand the truth, process of trying to understand the essence of Krishna consciousness is given more importance than actually harping on the goal. In a sense, going back home, back to God is our goal. But Srila Prabhupada says, please follow the process. The process itself will guide you to the goal rather than the harping about the goal. In one sense, Prabhupada says, the means and the end are actually what I'm saying. So my first reflection is in this current context, if I can dive deep and see what is there for me to learn. Many people are confused why the Lord is behaving in this manner. Suddenly, out of blue, he is trying to, you know, scream out, asking for wine, wine. Normal people get confused. Devotees get completely perplexed. But then, somebody had to take the shoes off explaining what has actually happened. So in our Vaishnava tradition, to understand the Supreme Lord, to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord, to relate with Krishna's transcendental Leela, we have to go through different layers, different stages of evolution of consciousness. Even though the Leela, the text and the descriptions may be right in front of us, unless and otherwise they are revealed to us, unless and otherwise we are put through the process of evolution of consciousness. Dasarathi asked Ramanujacharya, please explain the meaning of Sarva Dharman Parityajya. What was wrong in that question? But Ramanujacharya made him perform several exercises. He made him go to Goshti Purna. He stayed there for 6 months. He made him serve Atulai as a maid, a menial servant. After 12 months of, you know, strenuous engagement and exercise of serving Vaishnavas in a menial aspect, he was given the premises of understanding, saying that now you are qualified to understand the purport of Sarva Dharman Parityajya. This was Ramanujacharya's, you know, statement to Dasarathi, who was one of the foremost disciples of Ramanujacharya. So in the process of understanding Krishna consciousness, We were conducting a teacher's training program yesterday and the day before yesterday for our Sunday school teachers. So we were discussing how Krishna's teaching methodology is not question and answer. It is not that he will give you, you ask a question, give an answer. If you go and ask Krishna a question, Krishna will give you a question or Krishna will give you an activity to do. Through the activity, depends upon how serious, how intense, how interested we are in practicing Krishna consciousness. He will engage us. He will reveal further truth and Siddhanta to us. So my first reflection in this current context is that Nityananda Prabhu, for us to know who Nityananda Prabhu is, for the whole world to see Nityananda Prabhu for the first time, Mahaprabhu has already, you know, done the necessary build-up. Mahaprabhu is trying to prepare. Mahaprabhu is trying to put us through some sort of contemplation, questioning, introspection, and some sort of a curiosity that he is trying to build. And eventually, he is going to introduce us to Nithai. The way Mahaprabhu is going to receive Nityananda Prabhu and the kind of exchanges they are going to have at Nandanacharya Bhavan. Once Radhanath Maharaj was giving a class on this topic of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting Nityananda Prabhu at Nandanacharya Bhavan. He literally made all the assembled members cry, get in tears, because the emotion, the kind of ecstasy, the transcendental state that got created, it was literally explained that there was a river flowing because of the tears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They were bathing each other in each other's tears. So to get into that darshan, to get into that stage, in the next context you will all see that how Nityananda Prabhu's arrival is getting revealed. It's going to be that the secret is going to be opened up. So hence my first reflection is, in our spiritual journey, in our spiritual understanding, in the progressive path of Krishna consciousness, the process by which we are trying to learn the truth is more important than the truth itself. Because in the first instance, we may not understand the truth. In the first instance, we may not understand the context. In the first instance, we may not understand the personalities associated with that context. So it is imperative that we are let go through the process. The process is by menially serving Vaishnavas, by trying to ask relevant questions, by putting us through the process of being evaluated, and eventually knowledge is revealed. 4.34 purport Prabhupada writes, 7 steps. Right from identifying the spiritual master till you get Divya Gyan from the spiritual master, there are some stages in between. He says we have to satisfy the spiritual master, perform menial service to the spiritual master, put forth the relevant questions to the spiritual master, wait for him to evaluate us to be knowing, are we really ready or not. Once we pass the exam, then the transcendental knowledge is revealed. That is how we teach children, or supposed to teach children, in the sense that when we teach children, especially in inquiry-based learning, you ask them questions, you make them think, you try to prepare them, and they try to you know, find out with the help of the teacher the correct answer. In this way, they are able to become, they are able to enhance their intellectual quotient. I'm telling even the grossest sense. So Krishna does the same thing. Because not everybody will be able to correlate, not everybody will be able to participate, not everybody will be able to appreciate this level of confidential subject matter, which is an open secret. Even though the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat is available for everybody to read, access to this transcendental subject matter is only provided through this process of Krishna consciousness. So my first reflection is, process supersedes the goal, especially in Krishna conscious journey, unless one follow the process, systematically studying, systematically assimilating sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Shravanam, hearing, mananam, trying to assimilate, trying to understand, trying to question, trying to elaborate, contemplate. Nididhyasana means applying that in one's life. We may not be able to make a progress in Krishna consciousness. So the second reflection that I want to say here is about, you all must have discussed, that Krishna reveals the spiritual master, the spiritual master reveals Krishna. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not given the necessary background, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here Srivas Pandita says, what he's saying, oh Goshai, what you are demanding is available only with you. Only one whom you can give, whom you give, it can have it. The idea is, when you go to Krishna, when you approach the Supreme Lord, in a genuine endeavor to learn spiritual science, you are directed to a spiritual master. It is with the help of Krishna we get spiritual master. When you first go to Krishna, in Srimad Bhagavatam, this is very nicely, wonderfully explained in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Prithu Maharaj's episode. Prithu Maharaj has performed 99 Ashwamedh yajnas. Of course, every time when he was performing the yajna, Indra used to come and disturb. Then Prithu Maharaj's son used to go and fight. So like this, several times Indra wanted to disturb because he was concerned, what if Prithu Maharaj performs 100 Ashwamedh yajna? He will get the power of Indra and much, much more powerful. So Indra didn't want that to happen. Brahma intervened. When Brahma came in and said, my dear Prithu, drop this plan. We are not here to prove a point. You just go ahead and finish this whole sankalpa that you have taken. Prithu Maharaj, if you wanted to do 100 times, 99 times, in spite of all the challenges came his way, he finished. One last time, if he performs the, you know, Ashwamedh Yajna, the Yajna would have got, you know, through, and he would have got his sankalpa done. But because Brahma appeared and told him, he obeyed Brahma's words and he immediately said, okay, my dear sir, as per your instruction, I will end this sankalpa. In the very next chapter, Sukadeva Goswami explains, because of his obedience towards an authority, Prithu Maharaj was blessed with the darshan of the Supreme Lord from the fire sacrifice. And interestingly, what has happened is, people may think the success, the result of performing fire sacrifice is to please Yajnapati, Yajna Purusha. So people must have thought that now that Krishna appeared in front of Prithu Maharaj, so the result of the fire sacrifice is achieved. But when Krishna appeared, when Vishnu appeared, Vishnu expressed his pleasure. Vishnu acknowledged, appreciated Prithu Maharaj's obedience and surrender. And you know what he said? Because you followed the process correctly, because you served, obeyed the authority nicely, you will be blessed with the association of a very great saintly personalities of Sanat Kumaras. The Supreme Lord, Purna Purushottam Bhagavan, is appearing in front of Prithu Maharaj and is saying, the success of the entire endeavor will be when the four Kumaras visits your house, give bestow their special benediction and instructions upon you, and you will be really blessed the soul there. So my second reflection is that here we see Mahaprabhu is guiding, encouraging, preparing, directing, and going to eventually reveal Balaram to us, Nithai to us. If we go to Nithai, he will send us to, Gaura. If we go to Gaura, he will send us to Nithai. So those who are not having the blessings of Nithai cannot get the blessings of Gaura. Those who cannot get the blessings of spiritual master cannot get access to the Supreme Lord. But when you go first to the Supreme Lord, he will understand that yes, you might need a guru. Kanchi, Kanchipurna, yeah. In Kanchipuram. He was directed by Lord Varadaraj. You should go and accept a spiritual master. So my second reflection in this context is when Srivas Thakur is saying only whom you give it can have it, which means the real recipient of the Lord mercy. One who can get the Lord's mercy will actually get, it's mercy of the Supreme Lord that we get Guru. It's by the mercy of Guru we get Krishna. And more so, only when the Lord wishes. Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction, verse number 1 or 2. He says, bhakti is not something that we can dictate the Lord. It is the Supreme Lord's prerogative. If the Lord wants to bestow upon us his special benediction, he will reveal, provide it to us. Just because we performed the process, just because we followed certain procedures, just because we fulfilled certain criteria, it is not an entitlement. Krishna Akarshani, but the bhakti is such that it attracts Krishna. It's a very interesting intertwining scenario. So my second reflection is that when I am following the process, when I am trying to go through the stages of understanding Krishna consciousness, I am revealed by the blessings of the Supreme Lord. Krishna reveals. That is why the science of Krishna consciousness is not something that can be taught. Krishna consciousness is something that we have to be revealed. It is not some endeavor as Duryodhana was thinking, as Kauravas were thinking, that just by my dictating, I will try to drive, I will try to get what I want to get. It is not that way. Krishna has to reveal us. Krishna has to empower us. And eventually, we have to learn. In the entire process of Krishna consciousness, unless Krishna reveals, unless we are empowered, unless we are trying to learn, all these three things are important. Krishna reveals depends upon how much we are showing our sincerity for learning. And we can learn, and if we learn properly, we will be empowered. So my second reflection rests in the point by saying, Nityananda Prabhu's arrival, otherwise people would have not known unless Mahaprabhu has made his arrangement to reveal it to us. And the way Mahaprabhu is trying to welcome Nityananda Prabhu, he is trying to make it as a big ceremony, a big festival. It is just a meet. Once, you know, they're just going to meet. It probably in a very private affair. But he is making sure that the spiritual master, he is our Adi Guru. He is the personality with whose blessings we can eventually understand the science of Krishna consciousness. That is why all the Vaishnavas are contemplating whatever the Lord is doing, there may be the reason behind this. There will be definitely some sort of a purpose why the Lord is doing it. The third reflection, the last reflection in this current context is that in the progressive path of Krishna consciousness, when our endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness, when our endeavor to try to achieve spiritual goals, when we are trying to implement certain things, we are supposed to be careful. We are supposed to be conscious of the fact that this nature of this material world will have its own impact upon ourselves. So we were reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto. Srila Prabhupada says that those who are inclined towards materialistic science, materialistic knowledge, materialistic understanding, those whose heart is, you know, influenced by sexual thoughts, materialistic thoughts, their heart will become hard and they won't be able to understand the science of Krishna consciousness. 4th canto, 4th chapter, Prabhupada writes. And the reason I am saying this aspect is that this Chaitanya Nityananda, they remained as a hidden avatar, Gupta avatar. They were remained confidential, did not make themselves show off saying that they are the Supreme Lord, they are in the, you know, Goloka Vrindavan Dham. It's because that so long as our consciousness is tainted with materialistic influence, we will not be able to understand them. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's every act, as I mentioned at the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's every leela is confidential, and every leela had to be revealed as Vrindavan Das Thakura is revealing, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is revealing, as Sarup Damodar Goswami very privately noted these affairs. When a normal person, when a worldly-minded person reads these purports, if these descriptions are not given by Vaishnava Acharyas, if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has not written, he would only be just blabbering. Even till now, people are thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a historical personality, a great saint. So when we approach these contexts, these subject matter with a materialistic vision, materialistic perspective, Mahaprabhu calling out for wine. That is why these subject matters are not generally publicly discussed. So Prabhupada explains that one has to come out of this materialistic perspective. And for that, several purports in Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining. In one of the purports, he's writing 1st canto, 19th chapter, shloka number 3, wherein Parikshit Maharaj is trying to explain, because of my sinful activity and abominable, you know, action, things will not go correctly. So much of problem will come. He's explaining God consciousness, Brahmanical culture, co-protection, all these things will be doomed and people will be completely absorbed in materialistic thought process. Prabhupada writes a fantastic purport. The point that I want to drive home here is a subtle point as well as an extrapolating the current context is that a normal person without the help of our Vaishnava Acharyas, without the help of great personalities, would not even understand this context as the Supreme Lord's supreme emotion. Srivas Thakur was available to clarify. Murari Gupta was available to support. So many great personalities were available to explain what Mahaprabhu's emotions were. Yesterday I was hearing a question and answer session by Gauranga Prabhu and few other devotees. So they were explaining how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, how he compiled Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he took the notes that Swarup Damodar Goswami had written, how several people had made several notes. Why notes were relevant? Because they are the ones who are personally witnessing the Lord's transcendental activities and presenting what the fact is. Without those notes, just those activities by in itself. Suppose if you do not know the background, if Prabhupada has not explained who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, if you are not exposed to the science of Krishna consciousness, if somebody just reads these translations with only scholarly mindset, how the way we are, you know, explaining bogus sadhus, somewhere or other we will be trapped in such an understanding even about the Supreme Lord. So we are a kid in this block. And for us to get the real science, we have to make sure that we are not influenced by materialistic understanding. Because the nature of materialistic happiness, materialistic opulence, materialistic wealth is such that it will blind us. It will make us completely go blind in understanding the real truth. So with our materialistic understanding, if we approach, so my third reflection, the last reflection in this current context is, for even us to understand the mood here, you need to remove the shirt of materialistic understanding and keep a straw between our teeth and simply accept. That is why this is a postgraduate study. This is a superlative stage of understanding presenting Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada says Bhagavad Gita, basics of Krishna consciousness, know who you are, know your relationship with Krishna, know that your basic existence, your routine needs to be, forget about, you know, this, even the most basic activity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most basic leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to even understand that, it is kept confidential for a long, long, long period of time. There are people right then living close to Mahaprabhu and they were not understanding Mahaprabhu. Thankfully, we have Bhaktivedanta purports, we have Bhakti Siddhanta purports, we have so many wonderful acharyas, tikni, you know, writings to present the mood and emotions so that in spite of our materialistic learning, in spite of our materialistic exposure, in spite of our materialistic association, we are able to at least scratch on the surface. At least I am able to scratch on the surface. Without the background, without this context, what is that the Lord dreaming about drinking wine, calling for a wine, why this way, why that way? So many Vitanda Vada, nonsense arguments would come from so-called scholars, head-weighted scholars. That is why Krishna consciousness is the process for our heart. Transformation of heart begins with following the process. So to put this current context into a summary, It's very wonderful that Mahaprabhu is excited. Mahaprabhu is already, you know, preparing all the friends, associates about Nityananda Prabhu's arrival. Nityananda Prabhu's arrival is going to be a very, very great ceremony. And he is actually sending different people and different directions to find out the personality. And different people are coming back and saying they couldn't find him. And so many things have happened. And now that the Lord is, you know, through his dream, through his transcendental emotion, he is taking the mood of Baladeva, Nityananda Prabhu. And he's trying to set the tone, set the precedence for the meeting of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as the three reflections, we saw how the process for approaching the Supreme Lord supersedes meeting the Supreme Lord. Of course, meeting the Supreme Lord is ultimate, but unless we follow the process properly, which is the most simple of all the ages, but still we are expected to follow a process, bowing down to the, you know, the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, approaching the spiritual master, to all the way, you know, evolve ourselves in the stages of Krishna consciousness. So through this particular context, we are trying to churn this to say that Mahaprabhu is teaching. Mahaprabhu is time and again helping us. Not only Mahaprabhu, even the Supreme Lord is helping us to go through a process rather than just giving direct help. This has been their approach. Second reflection is about how Nityananda Prabhu is the Adi Guru, his eternal spiritual master. When you go to Krishna, when you surrender to Krishna, it is Krishna who directs us, upon depends upon our sincerity, our seriousness. He directs us to a bona fide spiritual master. And eventually, the bona fide spiritual master prepares us and educates us and reveals, depends upon our surrender, the transcendental subject matter, empower us in the service of the Supreme Lord, and eventually send us back to Krishna. So here, as Srivas Prabhu says, only one whom you give it can have it. So it is not some sort of a, you know, proclaim that you can claim that it belongs to me. You cannot dictate, you cannot enforce. It is something that has to be come from the Lord. So the Lord reveals us how to go and approach Nityananda Prabhu. He is showing who is Nityananda Prabhu. He is explaining about the different aspects and attributes and glories of Nityananda Prabhu and actually making a surrender unto him. And the third is that these contexts are not something which is very easily understandable by the tinge of materialistic perspective. So when we have to approach this, we need to keep aside. That is why we need to make sure that our materialistic happiness, materialistic resources, they are supposed to be kept aside with the help of self-realized soul, with the help of being sincere in the process to understand these particular scenarios. Otherwise, you know, these all, you know, contexts are very difficult. So thanks to Bhaktivedanta purports, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's purports, several Vaishnava Acharya's purports, they were concerned about us. They were, you know, carefully understanding what is coming in the future and try to give us different explanations, knowing our shortcomings, and made the most complicated thing at least to make it relevant and relatable. So for us to dive deep into Chaitanya Leela and the rasa of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his confidential associates, we definitely need to have some sort of a serious endeavor to keep aside the nonsense and go as a simple, humble servant, as our dear king in Jagannath Puri, when he wanted to go and meet Pratap Rudra, wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He tried everything possible to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but till the point in time he relinquished all the materialistic portion. He went as a humble servant. He was not revealed. He was not given audience to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here also, we are thanking, we are, you know, seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, because these subject matters are very intense, very deep, and amateurishly trying to present about these emotions may cause harm. So I am trying to make sure that I don't amateurishly touch some esoteric part. I am just carefully reflecting that what is relevant and relatable and where I stand. I try to explain these things. Thank you so much, Grantharaj. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Dai Gaurav Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful realizations. So without the help of spiritual master, we cannot reach Krishna. So if you want to reach Krishna, we have to go only through Gaura Nithai, and in that we have to approach Nithai, and he will take us to Gaura, and Gaura in turn will take us to Radha and Krishna. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. I really like the third realization which you told, that if not for the Acharyas had given all these scriptures, we could have thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just a saint, like how the material mundane people are thinking. And still it's there on Wikipedia, even I see also that when we type of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it shows that he is only a saint. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that realization. So that was really very wonderful. And devotees, any questions, please go ahead. Any questions or realizations?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much, as always. So very nice class, and definitely, yes, we are very, very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. As you mentioned, the Bhaktivedanta purports, they are so relevant in even any time, place, and circumstance. So such a beautiful, beautiful gift we have from our Guru Raga. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this very inspiring.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. I'm sure there are many more depth into this current context somebody can throw light, and they can even take us through different journey of realizations. But I, with my poor fund of knowledge, and also being careful not to overdo or underdo the current context, I was trying to see how best I can serve you all. I mean, if I had fallen short in the expectations, please forgive me. But I guess these all, not once, there are many, 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 many times such scenarios we have seen in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, in various places. So every time when I am put in the situation, my only rescue is to say, take a very simple, humble, easier route to explain the Siddhanta. I'm sure you are all much more qualified to talk about more deeper sciences. So maybe at some point in time, I will be qualified to traverse that journey. Hare Krishna.
No, not at all, Prabhu. It was so appropriate and so relevant. And we'll up at last. Thank you.
Yes, Mataji. We really like, as Mataji said, we really love your class each and every time when you give, Prabhuji. Very nice realizations, actually. Today it was really relishing. And in the starting, you were saying that when we ask some question to Krishna, he doesn't give his answer directly. Instead, he makes us to go to everyone and he gives us the activity on getting that answer. So that was really very nice to hear about the pastime also. So for each realization, you gave up some pastime which we can relate. So because I'm so dull-headed, so I need some pastime to relate it. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a very wonderful class. And I think no more hand raise or questions, Prabhuji. So with your permission, we can end the call here.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and giving us your valuable time and association and giving so much nice realizations on this topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, devotees, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpatri Pasha Kripa Sindhu Priya Vacha.
பாவனைபியோ வைஷ்ணவேபியோ நமோ நம. அனந்த கோட்டி வைஷ்ணவ விருந்திக்கு ஜெய். ஸ்ரீல பிரபாதி ஜெய். கிரிதாரி பிரபுஜி கி ஜெய்.
ஜெய்
பாகவத் கி
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண பிரபுஜி.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. தேங்க்யூ பிரபுஜி.
தேங்க்யூ.
தேங்க்யூ.
I mean, the fun.